There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Bonjour, Suzanne.
Jean-Philippe, enchanté.
Bonjour.
Suzanne.
Fabrice,
bonjour.
Enchanté.
We're standing here now, eating this off the spoon. Pure butter on its
just
own.
Butter.
And some people go, no, how can you do that? That's so beautiful. It yeah. tastes so smooth.
The best way is to eat it on just a bread in the morning with the salt or without salt. Yes, probably the best is to eat it raw, like it is, and to taste the real flavor of the terroir.
Just freshly churned butter in the wooden vat. Amazing fresh butter. Très bon.
It's like a butter cave. Like you enter and it's like, ooh.
Ah, butter, you can't beat it. Once hailed as the bad boy of spreads, demonised as being unhealthy, only to come back in recent years a hero. It may have a fat content of 82%, but the French have never been under the illusion it is bad for us. Butter is an integral part of French culture and cuisine and is the foundation of French gastronomy. Typically, I spread butter on toast and use it in sandwiches and as the base in sauces, but I want to find out more from some of the finest producers and dairy experts in France to understand better the complexities of this natural product. First, I head to the west of France and to Brittany and to a farm producing raw milk to Bayvert, one of the finest raw butter producers and fromageries in France.
I am Fabrice Bayvert, so the son of Claudine and Pascal Bayvert, and they are the founders of the company Fromagerie Bayvert. Voilà. And we are in a farm called Gaec des Aubiers, and here is Cyril, one of the four owners of the farm. My parents collect the milk from this farm since 1988. 30 years ago, we began to collect the milk from this farm.
Avant, c'était qu'une partie. Le reste, c'est partie céréale, mais bon.
So from 2 years old, now we collect the whole production of the farm. So 1,600,000 liters per year.
So you have 170 cows, is that right?
170, 180 cows, according to the period of the year, yeah.
I think 170 is quite large for France, isn't it?
For France, it's large. Hein?
Yeah, yeah.
Alors, en gros,
production. Oui, ben, quand tu vas.
If you go to the United States or North America, it's a different world. Yeah. Here, 170 is big for the area, but we know that it's small for the rest compared to the rest of the world or what you can see everywhere in the world. And above this number of cows, it becomes complicated, humanly. Because as you can see, Cyril is very concerned about the quality of life and the well-being of each cow. And when you are in this type of focus, you can have a very, very large number of cows because you need to know all of them. And as you saw, he knows
you
all
know
of
every
them.
Single one.
He knows every single one, every single name. And this means that you have to be very focused and close to your herd of cows.
Just describe the terroir, you know, the environment here. What makes this milk so good?
Do you understand bocage? It's a small field, very small field, with little hills. We are very nearby the sea. It's a wet area of France. The soil here is, because of the wet climate, we don't have here a very stable soil. So that's why we put the cows late in the year outside, and we have to keep them inside from the whole winter period. So we have a very different type of soil here. The main farming production is about animals and milk.
The prime Holstein cows are milked twice daily, and watching them I could see they were calm and happy. Cyril takes a lot of care and pays attention to the well-being of the animals and the consistency in the quality of the milk. Happy cows means a good tasting product. So the milk is collected at body temperature and after each milking delivered directly to Bayvert. I'm joined by cheesemonger François Robin, who has the honoured title of Meilleur Ouvrier de France. So we receive the milk and begin to see the butter making process.
The milk is arriving, and on one part you have the cream, liquid, and on the other part you have the skim milk. You can see the vats that are arriving directly from the farm, the one that you have seen this morning. This is fleur de sel, a salt that is skimmed only when the sun and the wind are good. You have a kind of salt that is coming at the surface of the water, and you got to skim it by hand. So it's really, really particular. It's expensive. Really expensive, but that's the best quality. And you got the crunchiness. It only comes from the west part of France, and this one is coming from the local island, Noirmoutier. It's nearby. Bonjour. This is the stamp for a cheesemonger in Paris, and in fact, she is one of my best friends, Marie Quatre Hommes, a wonderful lady, and the name Quatre Hommes, it's quite known in Paris, so she got her stamp. Jan got a question. Anyone want to taste?
Oui, yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
Salted, unsalted. Salted.
Sel, it's fresh butter, just produced. It's still a little bit wet.
Do you have a method like you do with cheese for tasting the butter?
Yeah, you don't evaluate by touching really, but you smell it. It's important to focus on the aftertaste because it's quite subtle. And you got to taste it by itself. No bread, no nothing, just the butter. To me, this smell is like making some saliva. Just the smell.
We're standing here now, eating this off the spoon.
Yeah.
Butter, pure butter on its
just
own.
Butter, perfectly fresh. Fresh from the wooded churn. And you can see closer that the wooded churn got a life behind.
I'm going in.
Yeah. Don't go in. Don't go in. After the washing and before the butter is malaxed, that is to say, it will come together as an even paste. Not salted yet. Under 3%, you're still demi-sel.
Butter is simply cream and milk, and the process entails separating, washing, churning and flavouring if required, and kneading. The wooden vat is important as Bayvere was one of the first companies in France to make raw and pasteurised butter, and the wooden churn adds flavour. To find out about the benefits of raw butter over pasteurised, which is most common, I spoke to Jean-Philippe Rougier, who is responsible for export at Bayvere for the Middle East and Africa.
Raw milk butter is the original butter, actually. This is very traditional. It's very interesting, first of all, in terms of flavours. You keep all the flavours of the milk, all the flavours of what we call the terroir. Raw milk doesn't kill any bacteria, any natural bacteria, which is, I think, very good for the health, and which will give you what we call in French anticorps to stay in good life.
I admit, I mean, the taste is just extraordinary. It's just so beautiful, the taste, and if you have with the salt or without the salt, I can taste the difference. Why is there not more raw butter around? Why are other people not producing?
It's not that easy to produce raw milk butter because it's very complicated in terms of hygienic system. So really, it's a really tough job to produce raw milk butter with the European standards. The shelf life is quite long, actually. It's 1 month, so less than a pasteurized butter, which is normally 3 months, but it's still manageable with 1 month shelf life. The difficulty to produce raw milk butter is that you have to be sure of every step of the process from the farm to the end product, and you have to control everything, which will be much easier on a pasteurized butter because you kill all the bacteria when we produce pasteurized butter.
Sometimes we don't even know the food that we eat, actually what it really should taste like. And today I feel like I've really tasted true butter.
Yeah. It's you can really smell this raw milk. You've got really this this feeling of raw milk. On this one, we put also fleur de sel from Noirmoutier Island, so we get a crispy feeling as well. So you have the taste, you have the texture. So yeah, this is really the traditional butter.
Bayvere produce 1,000 kilos of pure butter per day, ensuring a high-quality product, which you can find here in the UAE. For more on Bayvere and their story, check out the Dubai Eye website. So from raw to flavoured butters like seaweed and wasabi, that's coming up next. And I learn about moulding and peppering butter and how one producer in France doesn't respond to trends or customer demands, but is driven only by the savoir-faire, the know-how.
What is really special here is Cugne Amann. This is from Brittany. Cugne Amann means bread and butter in a traditional language.
So exploring French butter with cheesemonger and dairy expert François Robin, learning about the butter making process. White, yellow, soft, flavoured. You can find butter in many forms all across the markets, food halls and restaurants in France. Fresh butter is mostly sold over the counter with big blocks on display, sliced off to order. I saw butter in all shapes and sizes, including tiny towers to circular shapes, rectangle, pyramid. And at the Creamery of Bayvere, I took a lesson myself in moulding the butter, the traditional way, using wooden paddles.
Put some butter inside and try to make it fit the mold.
Yeah.
And remove the mobile part of the mold and you have a pyramid shaped mold with a special sign on it. Is it Savachiti, ça? Okay, this is the Jules Verne restaurant. It's on the Tour Eiffel, huh? It's on the top of the Tour Eiffel, Alain Ducasse. The butter that you will do will go to the Tour Eiffel.
It's going to Alain Ducasse.
It's going to Alain Ducasse.
And it's going to be moulded by our fair hands.
Oh, no. Do you think they will throw it away? No, they will use it. And you are not paid for that.
What's lovely as well is the mould is wood. Yeah. You know, it has a sense of artisan.
Yeah. Put water on your hands.
There. Some water on my hands. Oh, yeah, nice and cold. And then I get, a handful?
Yeah. And you close the mold.
Close the mold. I'm going to throw it into the square mold.
Yeah. Beating someone.
Yeah. And then pull it off.
Yeah, with the back of your hand.
Oh, it's harder that way. Oh. It's like being a child where you make a sandcastle. I've put the butter into the square. It's quite sticky and hard, so I'm pulling it back. Actually, it's hard, much harder than it looks. And now I'm going to see if I've got a perfect square for Monsieur Ducasse.
Yeah.
I'm opening it. Oh, not perfect, but I kind of like it.
Oh. All done. I think it could be.
Yay! And now I have to turn it over. Yeah. It's a slippy little job.
Yeah.
I've turned it over. And it's stuck. There we go. Oy! Yeah, thank
bravo,
you.
Bravo.
Bravo. Merci. Thank you.
So from the specially crafted raw milk butter of Bayvere to the organic and flavoured butter of Le Beurre Bordier. The company was originally founded by Jean-Yves Bordier, both the grandson and son of cheesemongers who passed on their know-how. The company was founded when Bordier acquired a creamery, La Maison de Beurre, that dated back to 1927. And with a fine reputation mirroring the culture of butter in France, Aurélie Rousseau-Goubry took me into the inner sanctum of Bordier. And what do we find? A very special order being prepared.
A Dubai order for La Bohème restaurant, who ordered only 15 pieces. So we are very proud that they order 15 pieces, so in a round shape. So it's 450 grams. So this will be in 2 days in Dubai. It's been ordered this morning or yesterday night.
Bordier is sold to 28 countries overseas, including the Middle East, Hong Kong and the UK. Having already established the three natural flavours of butter, unsalted, semi-salted and salted, I was interested to try Bordier's flavoured butters. If there's going to be salted, I guess it comes as no surprise to find peppered butter. Francois explains.
We're tasting pepper butter, and it's just mixed together, so it's fresh, and the pepper is quite long in mouth. And if you wait till 3 days, it will be a little bit more subtle, and all the flavors of the pepper will be inside the butter. It's like a trap for flavors.
Flavouring was introduced after a local fishmonger asked for a butter to go with brill, flavoured with seaweed. There are now 10 flavoured butters, and seaweed being a favourite. There's chilli, buckwheat, fennel and yuzu. You can also find sweet butters and orally share some of their sweet offerings.
Raspberry butter, which is acidic, it's not sweet at all. And it's salted, salted and acidic. We have chocolate butter, cocoa nibs from Venezuela, from La Chocolaterie de l'Opéra, which is a very fine chocolate, chocolate couverture.
Chocolate that is used to make cover in pastries.
In an ever health conscious age of consumers wanting their food to be the best quality, it's interesting to note that all milk from France is antibiotic free. One might expect butter producers to bow to market trends or demands for organic produce. This is not the case with Bordier. A family-run business, still, even after a company takeover. And although they've recently introduced organic butter, this is because of the company's existing core values and philosophy, and not because of what's on trend.
Tribala, the main company, is run by a family, so it's also important. It's not an international group. From a family to another.
So it's been 19 years that we are part of Tribala, which is very... It's very long for a founder to still be here after 19 years of selling his company. So it means that the wedding went well. Permits us to have an organic milk to make our butter since 1st of April this year. It gave us a very comfortable situation as it is a family-run business with the only objective of preserving the savoir-faire. The know-how. It's our only objective here. We don't have any sales objectives. And well, we look at the data, at the numbers. We look at the volumes that we produce and that the volumes that we sell. But it's not. You must do plus 5% or plus 15% this year.
Really.
So that's because it's really important to understand the. Our philosophy. Our objective is to preserve the know-how and to give pleasure, having our own pleasure. This really is our core philosophy. And it works well, actually.
It's a good foundation, isn't it?
Don't worry, we know how to stress ourselves alone.
So on delivery of the milk, the churning and the flavouring, there's the kneading, which is an essential part of the process, allowing the butter to be oxidised and softened. It's a skill again passed down, and there's an art to this, and to improve the texture and flavour, the kneader has to hone his senses to know when the butter is ready, depending on the temperature and the season, to know how the butter should be.
So you see that the butter is very breaking? When it's folded.
It's nice to see something still being done by hand as well, and
yes.
Not everything being automated, you know, in
yes.
a machinery.
Yes. The man and the tool work together. It's becoming more supple.
Yeah.
The color is more and more yellow. You can smell a bit creamy aromas. It's singing.
This was how much butter in this?
50 kilos. 50.
And he's sprinkling the salt over in layers as well and folding it in.
They're the only one to do that in France, actually. They are the only one to use that tool in France. Yeah.
So Eric put the salt in two times. First time to put really salt everywhere and that to allow the salt to melt in the butter. And the last salt pouring is to have a really a very tonic salt when we eat the butter.
It sounds happy.
It's happy?
It's like la 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 la.
Taste it.
With such care and connection to the product and process and to the savoir-faire, the team at Bordier's pleasure is certainly ours, as it's a delicious tasting butter, whichever flavour you prefer. You can make your own butter at home, and if that seems too much like hard work, then you can certainly make flavoured butter. I posted online how to make a herb butter using 200 grams of semi-salted butter, some tarragon leaves, sprigs of chives and dill, and some pepper. It makes for a lovely complement melting on top of grilled meat, or to go with pasta, or with fish wrapped in tin foil. Check it out at DubaiEye1038.com. When I come back, I share some more tips on how to use butter in cooking as I head to Paris, the home of French gastronomy, and we couldn't put butter and Paris in the same sentence without tasting and exploring French patisserie. Do you know what makes a perfect brioche or croissant? Well, stay with me, find out when I come back. Suzanne Radford in France reporting for Dubai Eye as I explore French butter, the provenance and how it's the basis of French gastronomy. Butter is a 100% natural product that contains vitamin A and D, and it's no more calorific than margarine or certain oils. Most chefs will tell you that butter is essential in cooking and it helps tell the story of the dish and ingredients. Master cheesemonger François Robin introduces me to chef Tugdoel de Béthune, expert chef at the Contemporary Culinary Centre in Rennes, in the west of France. And he shares his insights and sheds light on the rivalry between cooking with oil or butter.
Even if he's from Brittany, he knows a little bit about olive oil. And in France, we have a kind of an antagonism between north and south, olive oil and butter. But butter is really important, especially in pastry. For the chef, for the cooks, they got a big book by a chef named Escoffier. It's like the godfather of all cooks. And all these cooking bases are based on butter as cooking elements, also for sauce, and also for what we call a beurre composé, that is to say butter where you put something inside. And so it will capture the aroma of the ingredients.
Le beurre en cuisine, on le perçoit comme ça. C'est le Harry Potter des matières grasses.
So the butter is the Harry Potter of the fat. That is to say, you can do anything with that. It's magic. The butter will give you back, flavor by flavor, what you put inside. But if you take some olive oil or canola oil, they are good, but they will give their taste first. Okay, you have neutral vegetal oils, but the butter will capture and release the taste of what you put inside.
Très bien. Donc là, j'ai travaillé autour du beurre. Alors bien sûr, ce soir, il y a beaucoup de beurre. Beurre.
So tonight, he based all these recipes on butter.
Donc là,
he will use it to make a confit, what we call confit. I don't have the English word for that. Ah. Confit. Good. Usually, you use duck fat. So the butter is used to make a confit.
Là, il faut juste maîtriser la température.
You have just to master the temperature. In the butter, there is still a little bit of protein. You must control that protein and not exceed a certain temperature. So you use butter without clarifying it. So you have fat, water, protein and lactose inside.
Mon but à moi, c'est de maîtriser l'eau.
It's interesting to note that buying French butter gives you a guarantee that no vegetable oils or additives have been used, such as the law in France. Like with cheese, butter can have a registered designation of origin, or AOP, which includes insignia. You can buy this in the UAE. This seal of approval shows that the product must be made in a specific region, and with insignia, it's Normandy. When it comes to cooking with butter, I want to get chefs' do's and don'ts, and I begin by asking how best to use butter with meat.
C'est plutôt comment on utilise du beurre sur une viande.
Every meat loves butter, but it's more how you use the butter on the meat that is important.
Pour faire la réaction de Maillard, donc colorer la viande.
So you can use clarified butter just to color the meat, so with a high temperature, that is to say 160. So you can finish the cooking with fresh butter, so you bring a little bit of the taste of the butter to the meat, and at the same time you capture the aroma of the meat. For the lamb, of course, it's more traditional for Middle East, and it loves olive oil, of course. But here we also have lamb that are that are grazing outside close to the sea, and they love butter as well, so you can use that. Beef is really good with butter, poultry, chickens is really good with butter, and even duck. The biggest mistake, and it's really something you see a lot, it's that you don't wrap the butter correctly, properly, before you put it in the fridge. A butter is like aromas pump. So if you put it in a fridge unwrapped, it will capture all the aromas. So it's not fresh anymore. It's oxidated. It's not good. The best thing is to have a closed box. We call that a beurrier. That is a butter box that you close perfectly.
Après, la deuxième erreur.
The other mistake is that all the butters are not really good to make pastries. They are not good to make dough, proper dough. If you're going for French butter, the one we visited, Bayvert, is good to be eaten by itself. It's too fragile and a little bit too wet to be used in a regular dough. So you can use a kind of dry butter. It's not dry, really, but drier butter, like Charente-Poitou, like Échiré, brands that are available and are a little bit more cooking or pastry butter more than eating butter.
Three different butters in your fridge. For the different things you need it for, rather than buying one for everything.
Donc en fait, toi tu recommandes plutôt de... Yes, he says yes. Do that, it's really better. You have the butter that you use to spread on the baguette and the one you use to cook and the one you use for pastry. The more you're heating the butter, the more you change the butter aromas. That's the reason why if you want to make clarified butter or more cooking butter, it's good to have not lowest quality, but more regular quality. Not that the top quality is made to be eaten by itself. Le beurre, justement, de top qualité, c'est fait plus pour être mangé comme ça, cru.
Manger comme ça, ou pour éventuellement faire des compositions, mais des compositions, il y a...
Or you can use this kind of really good butter to make flavored butters. If you want to make a pastry where the butter is the main ingredient and must be the tastiest, then you use the high quality. But if it's like a regular thing that must not be overwhelming in taste, you use a regular butter.
Thank you to Chef Doug Duell for sharing his tips, which also included how to make caramel, which I've popped onto the Dubai Eye website. I also included raclette and crepe ideas, always a winner with the children, and something fun to make together in the kitchen. So from the west of France, I head to Paris and Le Petit Déjeuner at YC at Galeries Lafayette.
We are here in Yann Couvreur Paris boutique. Yann Couvreur is a famous pastry chef. And you're here because he is really a big fan of butter. He is from Brittany. The name Yann is typical from this area. And he is using a lot of butter in his pastries. And we will have a tasting of viennoiserie. I don't know the English word for that, but viennoiserie is all the pastries that are eaten in the morning in France, like croissant, pain au chocolat, some of those that you don't know that you will discover. It also does a lot of pastries, some of them using butter, especially in the biscuits, but not like the new generation of pastry chefs are using butter in a different way and making it a little bit lighter in texture. For example, using siphon as foam, like a foam butter, like you had the other day with the chef. The garlic foam butter was really nice because it was not exactly the same texture if it was not in foam, but the taste was the same. So they are doing that. The chef are actually using a new texture in order to make the desserts a little bit lighter and less sweet than it used to be. So we are here about to discover how to make pâte feuilletée, for example. You will never do that at home. No. Oh, yeah, I will explain that to you, and it's quite complicated. But, well, trust the professionals. And they are using French butter as well, of course. So we are here in the heart of Paris, nearby the Opera.
house in Lafayette Gourmet. It's a department store, but also there's a huge place where you can find a lot of pastries, cheeses, meat, vegetables, things like that. It's like a really luxury market in the heart of Paris. And nearby you also have the Printemps, which is another big department store where you can also find different goods to eat.
And we're sitting outside. It's a Thursday morning and it's fantastic to be here in the heart of Paris. And of course with that comes the busyness as the morning begins and everybody's making their way to their destination, so we can hear the sounds of Paris.
Exactly.
As well as eating a taste of Paris.
What you cannot see it, their grumpy faces, but yes, you can see the people going to the offices. Most of the French, they are having quite a light breakfast, in fact. Usually you get a coffee and maybe a croissant. You stop nearby at your closest bakery and you get a croissant. And you're eating the croissant while you're walking. That's really Parisian.
Coming up, I find out how to make a typically French croissant and why Yann Gouffre's brioche is not as good as Francois's grandmother's. Exploring French butter in its purest, freshest form, and what a treat that is for the taste buds. And when in Paris, one has to explore the markets, the food halls and restaurants to see how the French really love and appreciate great food and ingredients. I'm at YC by Pâtissier Yann Couvreur in Gourmet Lafayette with master cheesemonger Francois Robin. He's very much at home here, having spent part of his career working at Fouchon, the French gourmet food and delicatessen company. And as we take a walk around the food hall at Gourmet Lafayette, I ask Francois about flavoured butters and pairing them with cheese.
Some pepper butter, for example, would be good. Red pepper as well. A little bit of on some cheeses, you may imagine to have a little bit of a garlic and pepper. But for the rest, for example, the seaweed butter is not really good for it. It pairs better with oysters or fish. So you don't prepare big quantities in advance. You make it small by small, and it's okay. But it's also okay that if you wait a day before. You eat it, so the flavor will be even better. Yeah, keep it in the fridge, close in a closed box. Once again, the butter is a trap for flavors. So use that power, but avoid bad flavors to come.
Alors, je vous ai ramené de la brioche au sucre, chouquette préparée avec du miel, kouglof aux amandes, praliné de pâte fritée. Pizza chocolat et praline rose, cunyaman, pain au chocolat et croissant.
Food's emotional. I still remember my mother breaking off a chunk of baguette and smearing butter over it and adding a generous slice of cheese in between the doughy bread. I must only have been about 11, but I remember it to this day because it tasted so good. Food connects people, and a shared table, a plate and company makes for happy memories. Having good ingredients adds to the conversation, and that's what Francois does as he talks us through the breakfast being served.
What you have in front of you, you have several viennoiseries, that is to say pâte feuilletée based pastry that we are really proud of in France. The croissant, for example, that you see here, and the pain au chocolat, that is to say a kind of croissant, but with a little bit of chocolate stuffed inside. That's really classic from the breakfast for Parisians. And then you also have a brioche, that is to say a fluffy pastry with a lot of butter. In fact, my grandmother used to make the best brioche ever. But, now she changed her oven and it's not as good as it used to be. But the key is the secret ingredient is butter. She used to put a lot of butter inside. So this one is more fluffy, with a lot of a good texture, a little bit spongy. You have chouquette as well. It's like choux à la crème, but without any stuffing. Yes, it's butter, eggs, flour, and a little bit of sugar. That's it. You also have the kouglof. It's a specialty from Alsace. There is less butter in that one. It's crispy and with a lot of almonds. What is really special here is cugne aman. This is from Brittany. Cugne aman means bread and butter in a traditional language. So cugne aman means there's only a bread dough with butter and sugar. The only thing you have inside, there is no eggs, nothing, and there is a lot of butter. The color comes from the fact that it's cooked with some butter and sugar, so it becomes brown, and like you have a caramel, natural caramel. Here you also have this round thing, it's feuilleté with pistachios and chocolate, and this one with praliné. Praliné are coming from the south of France, from Lyon, and it's like almond with a pink icing on the top. Just to let you know, to make a pâte feuilletée, I'll give you the recipe. It's simple. You have to have some flour and some salted water. You made a simple dough. And you wait, after that, at least 2 hours, so the dough is okay. You put the butter in the right temperature, the room temperature, and you first put a layer of butter inside the dough, close it perfectly, roll it, make a quarter, turn it a quarter in clockwise, really important, clockwise, but turn it, and roll it once again, and wait 20 minutes. Then you got to close it and put another layer of butter, and then close it perfectly, roll it a quarter, roll it 20 minutes. So you see, it's 7 times this way. So nobody does homemade pâte feuilletée because it's too complicated. So let the professional do it. But the idea is that you have layer of dough and in between, perfect layer of butter. And so when you cook it, the butter will a little bit fry the dough and it will expand. So at the beginning, it's really flat and then it inflates. So the pâte feuilletée is really technical. Only pastry chef can do that, and with really good equipment. That's the reason why I advise that you should maybe buy the pâte feuilletée made with a French butter. And the best to do that is the one that the pastry chef are using the most is the beurre Charente Poitou. That is to say a PDO butter coming from the west of France. And because we have also a little bit of butter on the table to go on the baguette, it's coming from this region as well. It's unsalted.
So let's talk brioche, with the word first appearing in print back in 1404. There's the saying, if they have no bread, let them eat cake, which could apply to brioche, a bread so special in its texture, made traditionally with eggs and butter, and used as a sweet and savoury accompaniment. So what does Francois make of Vancouver's brioche?
This is more of a Parisian type of brioche. In the west of France, it will have been more dense. And way much better than this one. But this one is okay because the texture is really light and it's not dense, so people love it. But as my grandmother used to make the best brioche ever, I cannot put that in my personal top three.
Again, food ties us to people and memories. Food's such a rich part of French culture, and we couldn't take breakfast in Paris and discuss butter without tasting the croissant.
The croissant is named Viennoiserie. It becomes it originally come from Vienna in Austria. The croissant is in between a brioche and something made with pâte feuilletée. That is to say, it must be really high and goes really up. And for that, if you have only pâte feuilletée, it will stay a little bit flat and too oily. When you see like that the, if you put your fingers on it, it's not greasy. You cannot see the grease. That means it's perfect. It's between a kind of brioche bread and pâte feuilletée viennoiserie. That's a perfection. The top is really crispy. That is to say, it's perfectly cooked, but the inside is perfectly doughy. I love dough texture. And not too much sugar, a little bit of butter and salt, and not too buttery, in fact. So that's a perfection once again.
You've got perfection.
Usually, you get a little bit flatter croissant, and you can find a few croissants with butter, in fact. So you have to find a croissant au beurre, butter croissant. Some people are using other things, but it's not the same at all. If you have a butter croissant, it's always more expensive because it's always harder to do. But on a daily basis, people are going for the croissant au beurre first.
Thank you to Francois for his insights, to Sunil and the Sapexa team for organising the trip. You can find out more about French butter over on the Dubai Eye website. I've posted some pictures and information there. I think my takeaway from the trip is that all the people I met and spoke with care so much about their product and process. Like I said before, food's emotional, and cooking and eating the best ingredients makes us happy. That's it from me, Suzanne Radford. Have a tasty, happy weekend.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.